T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, let's see. Cloudy, gray, drab, dreary. According to my calculations, that can only mean one thing. Yeah. It's Monday. Oh, no.
Why so down?
Why are you so down?
Why are you so down? What's up?
Mondays.
I suck.
Suck, 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 suck.
Mondays suck.
Yeah, no Sherlock.
But. Tide waits for no man.
Mine waits for no man and all that.
Gotta get back to work.
I gotta get back to work.
Hit it.
Well, the good news is tomorrow is not Monday. So we got that to look forward to. Here we go. You're just in time getting underway. Hour number one with yours truly, the president, not to mention dean of Insensitivity University, as we get the work week started here. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number for you texters, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. In fact, in on the text line immediately, Bobby Mack, is a little Annie a troublemaker? Or what?
Yes.
Radio.com app was loading. Would you please repeat it? Well, we'll have this story in the next news, I'm sure, top of the hour at 4. But basically, it is a civil war, if you will, between people naming their fave, whether it's Duke's mayonnaise or whether it is, dare I say it, Miracle Whip. And it is, obviously, a topic of momentous import to many. Forget Syria. Forget impeachment. Forget Clemson slipping again in the polls, even though they didn't lose a football game yet this year. All of that is mere noise. What's truly important, are you a Dukes person or are you a Miracle Whip person? Okay. Meantime, you may recall over the past, week or 10 days, I guess it is, I have mentioned from time to time, what the heck is up with Matt Drudge? Because it's the Drudge Report that had been pretty firmly conservative, or at least fair and balanced, has seemed to this observer to have taken on a decidedly leftward tilt in recent days and weeks. And apparently I'm not the only one who has been paying attention and said, what the? This from Communities Digital News. Written by Rick Johnson, Drudge leaves conservatives, follows Fox down the liberal rabbit hole. Now, you know that I am a firm believer that since Rupert Murdoch's kids have taken over Fox News, and with Roger Ailes now programming some news channel in the sky, that we are seeing more and more of a leftward tilt to Fox. The witness, for instance, the hiring of Donna Brazile, all right, and Judge Napolitano, who apparently knows nothing about constitutional law, constantly saying, oh, Trump should be impeached. He's violated this, that, or the other. So the story today at CDN, the Drudge Report seems to have lost its conservative leaning. More and more, the headlines aggregator, whose claim to fame was Monica Lewinsky's stained blue dress, is highlighting articles that are anti-Trump, anti-Republican, and pro-impeachment. It's been an obvious trend during the Trump presidency that is accelerating as we get closer to the House impeachment farce and the 2020 election. Top headline this morning, for example, Romney downloads on Trump, may vote to remove, in a glaring center front page headline. The article from the known uber liberal magazine, The Atlantic, could not be more open in its bias against the president. The actual headline shows the article's true bias, and then it shows the headline with a picture of Romney, the liberation of Mitt Romney. Of course, we expect that from Romney and The Atlantic, but not so much from Drudge. But then the mysterious Matt Drudge is not the man he used to be. Obsessed with UFO stories and constant linking to British uber tabloids like The Star, Matt Drudge has taken his LGBTQ sensibilities and crossed the Rubicon to dance with the Democrats. Conservatives are deserting him in droves, where once Drudge Report was the first place conservatives would go to get a daily rundown. Now they are seeking out other, more reliable aggregators. And I think that's certainly true in my case. You know, Drudge used to be, if not the first, one of the first places that I looked. Now, it's rare that I even bother to look at Drudge at all, because if I want to see what Drudge has up, I'll just go to Yahoo and Google. But the article is correct as well in that there are more reliable conservative-leaning aggregators like, as I've mentioned on the program in the past, whatfinger.com. And there's nothing salacious about the name of the website there. What it's referencing is thumbs up or thumbs down on the stories that they aggregate on their site. So it's whatfinger.com. And he mentions it here, the up-and-coming whatfinger.com news and the long-running Luciane, L-U-C-I-A-N-N-E, are increasingly the new leading lights in reliable conservative websites. Just below Drudge's Mitt Romney puff piece, another sign of the new Drudge, Fox News' Chris Wallace, connected Republican, says 20% chance Senate will remove President Trump. Fox's Chris Wallace's political views, increasingly New York establishment and anti-Trump. Well, look, come on. Chris Wallace is a registered Democrat, all right? Now, Wallace is joining Drudge in putting aside the charade of objectivity to mimic his pals in the left-wing mainstream media at CNN and MSNBC. Wallace cares more about what the New York Times thinks of him than trying to be an objective newsman. The anti-Republican carnage continues down the whole right side of Drudge Report this Sunday. Red flags for Senate Republicans hold on majority looking precarious. A double-barreled, dubious headline links to an article from the Never Trump National Review. The reality is that in a Trump re-election, which is increasingly a reliable conclusion, that Republicans actually stand to pick up several Senate seats and recapture the House. No one will need to worry about a Democrat Senate if the Republicans lose the Senate, because it will mean a Democrat was elected to replace Trump, and it's fairly certain that isn't going to happen. And then it goes on, the article goes on to cite other various left-leaning sources that point out that Drudge is no longer reliably conservative, with a steady drumbeat of stories from Trump-hating sources and flattering pieces about Hanoi Jane, and who does Michelle Obama admire? Gag me. All right. So just in case you hadn't noticed on your own, and you may not have, be aware, Drudge, like many things in life, ain't what it used to be. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 3:22 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Just a personal aside, I don't know how many people may have watched the UNC at Virginia Tech football game over the weekend. But if you didn't see it, it was a classic. Virginia Tech edged the Tar Heels by two in six overtimes. Yeah, that's what I said. Six overtimes. Each team had an opportunity to win the game in one of the preceding five overtimes. But each missed a field goal that would have won it. And it was historic in that we got to see the NCAA's new rule for overtimes now. I think, if memory serves, the most overtimes I can remember is eight. And I think that was either in an Oklahoma or Oklahoma State game a number of years ago. But in any event, because that game went eight overtimes, they said, we got to do something about this. You know, because the game started on Saturday and then ended on Sunday. It was ridiculous. So in their infinite wisdom, the NCAA said, okay, beginning this year, after five overtimes, and bear in mind, in the regular overtime segments, each team gets the ball on the 25 and then you try and score. And that's the way it's always worked and went that way until somebody finally won. Well, this year they have modified it. After five overtimes, you no longer start from the 25. You try for a two-point conversion from, I believe, the three-yard line, maybe the two. And then whoever scores there ends up winning. And Carolina did not get a two-point conversion, and Virginia Tech did, and they won the game. But it was a tremendous game. It was one of those games, even as a Tar Heel fan, I can say, you don't think either team should lose. Because the kids on both those teams, they played their guts out, and you could tell, you know, by the time they got to like the second overtime, everybody's rear end was dragging. I mean, they were out of gas, just going on guts alone. So that was cool. One other college football note I mentioned briefly in passing: the Clemson Tigers still are undefeated this year and keep dropping in the polls. They went from first to second to third. Now they've been passed by the Ohio State Buckeyes, and they are fourth. And probably the happiest man in South Carolina about that is Dabo Swinney. And I know you're shaking your head saying, what? Well, why would Coach Dabo like Clemson dropping in the poll? Because now he can go back to his team and say, see, they all think we stink. They don't believe in us. They don't think we're for real. Here's your chance, guys. Nobody thinks we're any good. Get out there and show them. Yeah, because every coach, I guarantee you, there isn't a coach consuming oxygen who doesn't want to use that "it's us against the world" thing, you know? So, we'll see. Football is substantially different, though. Did you know that one of the National Football League teams, one of the two undefeated NFL teams, has an emotional support dog? Yeah. What? Yeah. Zoe is a French bulldog whose job is to provide emotional support to the members of the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Zoe was adopted in October of 2018. She became the NFL's first specifically designated emotional support animal. The one-year-old puppy helps players raise their spirits and relieve stress by providing them with a cheerful break and unconditional love. The players rely on Zoe to brighten their day. Meetings, practice, and workouts can make for a long day. Zoe acts as a stress reliever. Oh, Zoe, I blew up my knee in practice. That's okay. Here's some kisses. My immediate reaction, what do you think Dick Butkus? What do you think Sam Huff? What do you think Mean Joe Green would think of the 49ers having an emotional support dog? On the other hand, Zoe is a cutie. So there is that. To the phones we go. Joseph is our leadoff batter today. He is in Greenwood. Hi, Joe, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Thank you, Bob. Just writing down a note to remind myself to get in the emotional support dog business real soon.
Yes, right. Because
Nike will be showing it any day now.
That's exactly right. Yeah. What would Lombardi think if the players came, Coach, you know, we need an emotional support dog?
It wouldn't work, I don't think.
I don't think that dog is going to hunt either.
No. Listen, I was calling you. First of all, thanks for your work and being a voice of what I still believe to be the conservative majority in this country.
Me too.
We're just
you.
A little less vocal, unfortunately.
Yes.
But I wanted to just say about your opening, I think we're still at a place where we're learning how deep the swamp is. So
yep.
Something like Judge's conversion doesn't surprise me at all anymore.
Yep.
My concern is, what do we do about it? Because we tend to sit back a little more. We tend to talk a little nicer. We don't play the negative game as much. So I tell you what we need to know as a conservative is, especially in South Carolina, we have Lindsey Graham, who for the most part seems aligned with Trump on most issues, and certainly Tim Scott and most of the congressmen up here. It's not like reaching out to our congressmen has as much effect, because
mm-hmm.
most of them are there already.
Right.
So how do we as a country, that's what we need to know. How do we get involved or protect this man that is laying down, I believe, everything every day to keep this country on the side of freedom?
I have seen, and it's a great question, Joseph, and I appreciate your posing it, and thank you for the kind words.
Sure.
I have said one thing we can do is treat all of the network evening newscasts, anything you hear from CNN, BSNBC, WAPO, New York Times, treat it all as a work of fiction. You know,
mm-hmm.
whatever you read there, the opposite is most likely the case. Because they are doing anything and everything they can to propagandize for a number of reasons. One, they want to drive down Trump's poll numbers. That's why we see all these polls that come out, especially in recent weeks. And I don't want to sound like Nostradamus, but I predicted that we would start to see polling data that confirmed, oh, yeah, a majority of Republicans now think Trump should be impeached. You know, treat all of that as a work of fiction. And the other aspect of this is there is a way to respond to this stuff in a meaningful manner, and that is to make sure that you and all of your conservative friends and family members show up in droves at the polls 13 months from now, and make sure mm-hmm. that Donald Trump gets another 4 more years and has an opportunity to make him cry again.
Absolutely. And I think one thing to keep in mind, too, is I think we see this play out every day, and I hope everyone is truly putting it together, that the analogy of the mirror,
yep.
that everything they're accusing Trump of doing is what they've already done and are panicking because someone's scratching on the door of revealing the truth.
Yeah, you know,
and
we
that
saw
that is what's going on.
I agree. I agree, Joseph. And, you know, we saw these headlines during the Mueller investigation, walls closing in on Trump. I think the Democrats fear that William Barr and Mr. Duncan are going to have the walls closing in on them. Joseph, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Great questions. 3:31 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Excellent.
Sledgehammer. Yeah. Pretty much what the Cowboys' offensive and defensive lines looked like last night. It's amazing. They're a different football team when everybody's healthy, but I guess you could say that about everyone. 3:39 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. Bobby, on the text line, we just attended a seminar that focused on election year issues impacting the church and culture. We heard from Trey Gowdy and Jim DeMint and others. In answer to what we can do, they mentioned find ways to make a difference. Speak up, write a letter to the editor, register people to vote, read good things. They suggested Thomas Paine as one. Yeah, that's a great book to read as well. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville and bring in Ernie, who has been patiently waiting here in hour number one on Monday. Hi, Ernie, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Good. Hey, the last guy you were talking to kind of got me feeling a little bit better because I've been really worried about, you know, the deep state and all these people going so hard after President Trump, you know, and I was just afraid a lot of people are going to start kind of turning on him because they believe in all this garbage they're putting out.
And that's exactly what they hope to accomplish.
Yeah. But, you know, Lindsey Graham concerns me because you never know about him. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, when he goes on the air and says stuff like, I'm going to be his biggest nightmare and I'll help him, but not at all costs. Why does he have to do that?
Because he's not a real conservative at heart. He doesn't have core conservative principles. And so, you know, he's like a kite in the wind. When he senses that the president is on the ascendancy and stands a good chance of being reelected, he will navigate back in his direction. But, you know, Lindsey is a guy who is going to go with the flow, sad to say.
Yeah. I was just wondering, you know, like if everybody in each state would call their senator, you know, since we got Lindsey, and, you know, I mean, I got to admit, I guess he is pretty powerful up there.
Yes.
And call his office. I've got his number, and maybe just start calling and just tell the people, you know, we really want Lindsey to stay on board with President Trump and not, you know, not stab him in the back.
Right. And I think, you know, in large measure, he probably is going to do that. He had a disagreement with the president over pulling the troops out of Syria. But that's because Lindsey, as President Trump very accurately said, you know, Lindsey Graham would like for us to be in the Middle East for the next 200 years. And Donald Trump thinks that we have been the world's policeman long enough.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you a hypothetical situation here.
Okay.
Let's say, I mean, you know, I think, the Democrats, they could impeach at any time, you know, so the House, that's nothing that would surprise anybody. But if some way they were to get enough Romneys up there to stab President Trump in the back, and I mean, they'd have to get something like 17 or 18 Republicans to vote, I would think, to get the 67.
Well, I can tell you this, Ernie. It's a moot point. And the evidence for that is that Nancy Pelosi has not followed the constitutional process to actually begin a real impeachment. What she's running is a smoke and mirrors dog and pony show where she labels it as an impeachment, but it's not. She would have to go to the floor of the House and have the members vote to begin impeachment proceedings. And she hasn't done that. And the reason she hasn't is because she doesn't want to. This way she can have their witnesses come in secret and then leak all kinds of cherry-picked, so-called damaging stuff to their friends in the media. They can essentially do whatever they want to because there is no constitutional process that she's following. So what I'm saying is it's never going to get to a vote in the House, a vote in the Senate. I beg your pardon.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I hope to the sake of our country, you're right, because I've been starting to get kind of worried because, you know, if we get these people that, God, I mean, I couldn't imagine any of those people that are running for the Democrat to be in office. I mean, that would destroy our country.
Yes, it certainly would. Ernie, thank you. And don't worry. You know, Pelosi tells us more by her actions than she does by her words. And the fact that she is afraid to go to the floor of the House and have an actual vote on beginning real impeachment tells you everything you need to know. It's all smoke and mirrors from the Democrats and their propagandist buddies in the media. Governor Jimmy is along this afternoon from Easley. Hello, Governor. How is your Monday?
Monday.
Yes, sir. Can't trust that day.
Oh, first thing, I hate that redheaded guy. I wish they'd get him off of TV. I know they like his money, but somebody ought to take him out and hang him. I just get so fed up listening to him.
Which,
I don't even like to look at him. He looks like a sour grape.
Are you talking about Tom Steyer?
Yeah. I don't know. He's just ugly. Plus, he comes up with a bunch of junk.
Well, look on the bright side, Governor Jimmy. Tom Steyer is busily spending his way from being a billionaire to being a multimillionaire, and he's going to accomplish nothing. He has as much chance of being the Democrat candidate for president to run against Donald Trump as I do.
I was going to ask you about fairness doctrine. I should have thrown that in, but the fairness doctrine, I know 20 years ago they had it. I consider you a news station. You say what you.
Whoop, we lost you there for a second, Jimmy.
All right, I'm dead here.
Yeah.
I said, talk radio and stuff. I take it for what it is.
Sure.
And I understand that y'all believe what you're saying.
It's opinion.
It's CNN. Even the local stations, Channel 7, even Fox, it's one-sided.
Yes,
and,
it is.
You know, somehow in the next election, which I believe Trump's going to win, we need to bring back the fairness doctrine.
No, that's trust me, Jimmy, that's the last thing that we need. What we need is to have some conservative influence in media. But the journalism schools in this country keep filling the heads of their students with propaganda. And so when they do get into newsrooms, they're already thoroughly indoctrinated. Jimmy, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Return to the fairness doctrine would be a nightmare. Here's the good news. The media may still be fooling a few people into believing that what they're reporting is factual and accurate. The vast majority of Americans, vast majority, understand they are being spoon-fed propaganda from the socialist progressive Marxists that are running the Democrat Party. I'll be right back. Yep, apologies. It is Monday. Got a little sidetracked here between the callers and some other things going on here in the first hour and neglected to repeat the keyword for this hour. So don't worry. I'm going to give it to you right now, and then you can relax. Moneypenny's shaking her head. Saw what I did there, right, Moneypenny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Relax is the keyword for this hour. RELAX. Text it to 72881. Get your name in the hat for the $1,000 bankroll contest. I also have fallen in arrears in the text line, so let me make a valiant stab at catching up there. Steyer the liar, his father was an attorney at the Nuremberg trials. Old connections for him and his family, nothing but another George Soros puppet. Bobby, I disagree. Most liberals believe what they're being spoon-fed. I work in retail, and customers and co-workers alike repeat alphabet lying points. We can but hope that when we run into that, that we will try and persuade them with facts. Although I know, I've said it myself a lot, liberals pay little attention to facts. They're more emotion-driven. Bobby, I think Tom Steyer wants to beat Trump so badly, he will run as a third-party candidate, not Tulsi Gabbard. After all, how does he qualify to be in the debates? Money talks. There you go. Bobby, do you think Clemson might be ranked higher if Dabo Swinney would quit sharing his Christian testimony? Considering the environment that he's in, could be a factor. I think, though, it's just Clemson fatigue. You know, I think the people that control the playoffs and the polls are tired of Clemson's success. And so they're doing what they can to ensure that we get a title game that is not a Clemson-Alabama repeat. Tom Steyer, hell, not even one of his pages, political or private, hasn't even hit 500,000 followers. This guy's a political hack that needs to disappear. Stafford, Boiling Springs. Thanks, Stafford. Bobby's suggestion, answer emails asking to give to Lindsey's campaign by saying you'll give when you see Graham aggressively defending Trump and not before. It's a good idea. As a previous texter just pointed out, money talks. Texter says, flimsy Graham. Bobby, I mute the Steyer ads when they come on. I just go, last channel. Last channel. Back to the ballgame. Bobby, you've got a better chance of winning the lottery than getting a conservative letter to the editor printed in the Greenville Snooze, the publication that I refer to as the Greenville Daily Worker. Yeah, thank you. That was from Jim and Easley. Bobby, I need your help. There was a guest on your show a while back, Colonel Ted. He mentioned a movie he thought was great, and I can't remember the title. Do you? Thanks. No, not right offhand. Sorry, we've talked about a ton of movies, and Colonel Ted has been ubiquitous in his appearances lately. So, unfortunately, yeah. A little more detail, maybe it might strike a familiar chord. Bob, I think you're referring to Durham, the other prosecutor helping Mr. Barr, not Duncan. Yeah, that's correct. Misspoke. Bobby, my support dog is Murphy. There you go. There he is right there. Bobby, we as conservatives always buy the correct size undies so they are not always in a bunch. There you go. Bobby, the Dick Butkuses, Mean Joe Green, Sam Huffs of the world would have punted little Zoe. Bob Butkus would give him swirlies. Bob, don't forget, Georgia has had one for years. Yeah, but Ugga, I don't know that I would classify Ugga as a emotional support dog. Didn't he bite one of the Auburn players a number of years back? I believe he did. Came too close to Ugga's doghouse there between the hedges. And said, hey, that guy looks tasty. Chomp. You mock me, but who's undefeated? Signed, Zoe. I'm not mocking them. You know, they want to have an emotional support dog. It's okay but by me. One more sports note. Astros and the Yankees last night. Here's how it ended. There you go. A walk-off homer last night sends the Astros to the World Series against my Washington Nationals. When does it start? Tomorrow night, I think. Let's go, Nats. Hour number one, zipped on past. Second hour of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.